People will find their own solutions for doing housework and everyday chores around the home to suit their circumstances and eye conditions. Of course, what suits one person won't necessarily work for somebody else, but it's good to hear about some tips and tricks that might help anyway. Anita, from the Partially Sighted Society, spoke to John, who lives in Scunthorpe, to get some hints and advice. And John started by mentioning some of the things that help him when washing up.
Put them all on one side of the draining board. We've got a double draining board. Put them all at once, washing up on the one side. Wash them up, move them over, and then I put them where they belong.
And do you find that it's really important that...
Now, what I do find, I've got to have one hand to feel where I'm putting things on shelves.
Yeah. So you're needing your...
You can't put anything in the cupboard because you've got to find the shelf with one hand to put it there.
Yeah.
The other.
And is everyone in your family good at putting things back where they should be, in the same
place?
Well,
there's only the two of us, so we have some friends come from home, and she's a devil. She can't stand any washing up to be about, and she puts things away. Well, we're devil of a job after she goes home, aren't we?
Yeah. She means well.
And I have to have everything, if anybody moves things. You know, you've got to have a place for everything. You've got to be...
Yeah, and everything
I'm,
in its
I'm
place.
I'm not the tidiest of people, really, but if you saw my garage, when I could see it, it's like a tip.
Yeah, okay.
But I know where everything is.
Yeah. So you can't get...
I go in and I tidy up as I think. Oh. So I just...
Yeah, that's disastrous. Tidy up's disastrous.
Yeah, it's a bit like my office here. I cut in. It's a bit of a tip. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
In other words, people shouldn't tidy up for blind people.
That's a good tip. That one, isn't it? It is a good tip.
I tell you another thing. Haven't you? You've still got the bad habit now. She'd say, "Oh, John, I've just put some so and so over there. Now where's over there?" Hey.
Yeah.
Can you tell me? Because I don't know where it is.
I still do it after 51 years. Yeah. I'm not going to stop now.
So you haven't trained her to be specific about where is... You're absolutely right. Where is over there?
Yeah.
Meaningless, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it happens time again, doesn't it?
Yeah. You do forget, and you bring something in, and you automatically put it down. I do say I've told him, but whether I have, I don't know. But you've had more cold cups of tea.
So what about things like, you know, like do you make your own drinks and pour a cup of tea and things like that?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that? And have you got any tips and techniques for doing that?
Well, I've got them gadgets for putting on the tea cup.
The liquid level indicator.
Yes,
the
I have about three of them kicking about, I think two of them. I spill tea all over them.
Yeah.
So I've got to do it with my finger.
Yeah.
It doesn't look very hygienic if I'm doing it for anybody else.
And, you know, like if you drop something on the floor, you're looking for something.
Oh.
How's that?
What I do is swerve my foot around. Rather than crawling about, I feel around with my feet for a start. Just slide them. Obviously, you can't pick them up and bang them down. You might smash something. But.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a
challenge, that one, isn't it? Yeah. So your feet become your hands.
Yeah, for a start, while I sort of kick it, and then I get my hands into it.
It's John from Scunthorpe, talking to Anita, here at the Partially Sighted Society. And if you have any hints, tips or advice about things that help you when doing housework or anything else around the home, you can always let us know by phoning us on 01302 965 195, and we can share your idea here on PSSI Talk. Once again, the number 01302 965 195.